Today is the 11th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you are joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Lord and Maker of all things, today, let me be just and true in everything I do. Let no mean or low thought have a moment's place in my mind. Let my motives be transparent to all. Let my word be my bond. Don't let me take advantage of anyone. Let me be generous in my judgment of others. Let me be disinterested in my own opinions. Let me be loyal to my friends and magnanimous towards my enemies. Let me face adversity with courage. But Lord, also let me not ask or expect too much for myself. Your love to man, Lord Jesus, was proven in your passion and your death. We want the power of your cross to be with us today. Let me love as you loved. Let me be obedient even to death. In leaning upon your cross, Lord, let me not refuse my own. Yet in bearing mine, let me bear it with your strength. Lord Jesus, we want you to rule in every heart, and we want your law to be honored in every home, so that every knee shall be bent before you, and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 5, verse 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh." The civil war is over, and David has been made king of all Israel, not just Judah. We begin to read a long litany of things that David did as king, including the taking of Jerusalem and the ongoing wars with the Philistines, his concubines, his wives, his children, which is all very interesting. But what is most interesting for me at this point is, at least for me it is the change of tone in the writing. It's become more of a news report, to kind of a David did this tick, and then this tick, and then this tick. It's not so much the personal accounts that we've had previously, and it goes back to those personal accounts in the chapter, but we have this list of things that David did. And perhaps what is even more interesting for me is the fact that the words in 2 Samuel 5 almost exactly mirror the words of 1 Chronicle 11, the first sort of 10-11 verses. And I find it fascinating that it is this tone. It's almost as if the authors of Samuel have accessed court records and just decided to drop this little snippet in to kind of precis what David did, because it's written in that sort of courtly shorthand. And I wonder how much of Samuel was used by the author of Chronicles. Traditionally, Jewish scholars have always said that the prophets Samuel, Nathan, and Gad, which were the three prophets around the time of David, were traditionally the authors of Samuel. And it's normally held that the high priest Ezra, who we read about after the exile, is traditionally regarded as the author of Chronicles. And I wonder how much of Samuel Ezra leant on as he wrote his account of Chronicles. I don't think it fundamentally changes anything. I really don't. But for me, as we go through the scriptures, it's important to see how different parts of the Bible interact with each other. And it's a reminder that the Bible is not just words or stories, but it has life, and that there is a purpose to it. And that purpose is to show how God's purposes are always achieved. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 5. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led out and bought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. At Hebron he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. The king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, 'You will not come in here,' but the blind and the lame will ward you off, thinking, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. And David said on that day, 'Whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul.' Therefore it is said, 'The blind and the lame shall not come into the house.' And David lived in the stronghold and called it the city of David. David built the city all around from the Milo inwards. David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, also carpenters and masons who built David a house. And David knew that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. And David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he came from Hebron, and more sons and daughters were born to David. And these were the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. But David heard of it, and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." And David came to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has burst through my enemies before me like a bursting flood." Therefore the name of that place is called Baal-perazim. And the Philistines left their idols there, and David and his men carried them away. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "You shall not go up. Go round to their rear, and come against them opposite the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then rouse yourselves. For then the Lord has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." And David did as the Lord commanded him, and struck down the Philistines from Geba to Gezer. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read today, some of those exploits of David. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for Christian unity in the places where we live. Let's pray, shall we? Gracious God, you sent your Son to be born in an ordinary family, with ancestors who were both faithful and sinful. We ask your blessing upon all families within households and communities. But we pray especially for the unity of the Christian family, so that the world may believe. By your heavenly grace, O God, restore us in mind and body. Create in us a clean heart and a pure mind, that we may give glory to your name. Father, may the churches achieve a unity of purpose for the sanctification of your people through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.